Are you ready for another episode of Mike Gazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
You are listening to Instant Equity, Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Gazzola. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is episode 30.
It said, Mike, that instant equity opens up your options. What do you think of that statement?
Well, that's really what real estate investing is all about. It's instant equity. The old way of doing things is you buy a property, hope it goes up in value, then you resell it. What I love teaching people is how to use a concept called instant equity, meaning your money is made when you buy the property. Regardless if we're in an inclining market, a stagnant market, a declining market, the key is to buy the property so far under market value that your chance of losing goes way down and your chance of profiting goes way up. It really is that simple. So instant equity, the idea of instant equity is to use the strategies and techniques that I teach you to do to make it work for you so that you can obtain instant equity, because that really is the key to real estate investing. And it really is the key to finding the very best deals that are out there, because there's a lot out there. You just have to know how to sort, sift, and separate through the thousands, the tens of thousands of deals, and apply what I teach you to make sure that you're getting instant equity the moment you purchase a property.
Right. And then once you've got the equity, your options open up, because you can decide whether you want to rent it out, flip it, or put it up on websites for sale, auctions, list it with a realtor, whatever you want to do.
That's right. So instant equity applies to all of those things. Let's just use a simple example. If you bought a property for $100,000, that was worth, probably realistically, today's market, probably be worth about $160,000. You pay $100,000 for it, right? Now, if you were to buy that property for $100,000, you're going to get a rate of return when you rent it, right? Say your goal is to provide rental income. If you buy it for $100,000 as opposed to $160,000, your rate of return goes up by over 50%. Meaning, if you got $1,000 a month based on a $160,000 investment, that's one thing. But to get $1,000 a month based on a $100,000 investment, your rate of return just skyrocketed. But that also applies to if you're looking to do a quick flip, right? If you buy a property for $100,000 that's worth $160,000, your instant equity is $60,000. Now, what I would do a lot of times in that situation, just to make sure my house sells as quick as possible, I might only ask $150,000 for it. That way, I'm under market value. I'm a lot cheaper typically than whatever else is out there. But at the same time, I still have $50,000 instant equity there. So my goal is not to sell it for the highest dollar amount. My goal is to buy it, be in, be out, and make my money, move on to the next deal. Or my goal is to buy a property so far under market value that my rate of return just skyrockets, as opposed to paying retail for the property and getting an average rate of return. The cheaper you buy the property, the more money you're going to make as a percent of what you invest.
And I see also that because you've got the instant equity and it opens up your options, you can put it on the market for a little bit under what it would ordinarily go for at retail, and thereby quicken up or increase the pace of the sale, turn over your dollars quicker.
That's right. And that's what I was getting at, what I just mentioned earlier, is the idea is not so much to sell the property for the most amount of money you can, but to make the best use of that money. Because think of it this way, if you have $50,000 equity there or $60,000 equity there, but it takes you 6 months to sell it, but you get your full 60, right? Wouldn't you rather have $50,000 in a month? Because now you have the ability to reapply those funds. You may be able to buy two more properties in the exact same amount of time that you would have if you had not waited, right? So if you wait 6 months to sell a property, if you sell two more in that same 6 month period and you made the same amount on both, you're making significantly more money with less effort. Because to me, time is money, right? Because I'm just one guy. So if I wanted to have a 1,000 property portfolio, that's one thing. But what if I could just sell 1,000 properties, move on to the next deal, use those funds, move on to the next deal? That's what I love to do. And I also love being a landlord. You know, when I first started out, my goal was just to be in, be out right away, be in, be out right away, move the funds to the next deal. Now we're on an increasing housing market, and there's a lot to be said. You know, right now, home ownership rates are at the lowest in history in the last 25 years, not in history, but in the last 25 years, these are the lowest home ownership rates we've seen. It's a tremendous, it's a phenomenal time to be a landlord. Rents are up. Prices are still reasonable. It's going to be, this is the perfect storm. It's going to be hard to beat the excellent rents that we're getting today and the fact that there's, in 25 years, the home ownership rate hasn't been this low. That's the perfect storm because you got a great combination of high rents along with the fact that there's not a lot of homeowners. You see, when you go to the auction, when you're buying properties on the market, when you're whatever techniques of mine you're using, when you compete against homeowners, you're typically going to get edged out because they're buying that property to live in. They're more emotionally attached. They're typically willing to pay a lot more than I will for any given property because they're actually going to live in it. I'm looking at the property as dollars and cents. I'm not looking at it like I'm going to live there and retire there and ever spend any amount of time there except for what's absolutely necessary, and that's it. I simply either rent it, flip it, move on to the next deal.
And if you want to hear more of these episodes of Instant Equity, just go over to the iTunes store, put in search term Mike Gazzola, G-A-Z-Z-O-L-A, or Instant Equity or Real Estate Investing That Works, and subscribe. Then you'll get the episodes delivered to your computer automatically. And while you're there, just go check out Mike's website, teachmemike.com, and you can see all the videos and get started today. And Mike, what's the average amount of time you actually hold the property that you're going to flip, would you say?
Well, when I first started out, my goal was just to be in and out. I probably had about a 30-day turn. I was just in, I was just out, and that was the end of it. Now, and listen, I was investing way before there was any boom in real estate. I was investing during the boom. I was investing during the crash. I was investing when things stayed stagnant for a little while. And now we're back on an upswing. We're not obviously at an upswing at the rate that we were at before, but things are getting close. You know, property values are going up really fast. So my goals, only because I own so many properties right now, and I don't tell you that to brag, but you know, that is dependent on what your goals are, right? Because if your goals are to buy and hold, that's a different strategy than if you're looking to just buy and sell right away. So now I might hold the property and all the ones that I've just recently bought, you know, I might hold them for a couple of years because the rate of return on rent is so tremendous right now. If I can hold the property for 4 years, let's use simple examples. You know, if you could buy a duplex, which I did for under $40,000, right? A duplex, that's two rents. Now, the rents aren't real high. I get $550 a month on each side, so I'm getting $1,100 a month. But buying the property for less than $40,000, that means in slightly over 3 years, definitely less than 4 years, that property will pay for itself, meaning the rents I generate will be more than enough in less than 4 years to bring my basis. I call it the basis. So if you buy a property for $40,000, you collect $10,000 in rent, your basis, what you own that property for, is now $30,000. And any repairs you make would be added to that. But you can bring your basis down to zero and then sell the property. And instead of, you know, if I bought it for 40, the market continues to climb, I may sell that for 110, 120. And you know what? I collected 4 years of rent at over 15% a year in rent. So I'm collecting 15% on my money, cash on cash, and ultimately selling it for well over 100% profit because the market is increasing right now. So that's what I'd like to teach you guys to do. It doesn't matter. People say, Mike, the market's going down. Okay, well, that means you get the properties that much cheaper. Well, the market is stagnant. That's okay. Let's just make sure we buy it way under market value, way under market value. And if we don't get it for way under market value, we just simply don't buy it. Then you say, well, the market is increasing so fast. Well, stick to your guns. Don't overpay. Pay what you find to be a reasonable amount of instant equity in your property. Stick to your guns. If you don't get the profit margin you want based on what is retail value, based on what are you buying the property for, you simply move on to the next deal.
Well, that sounds like it makes a lot of sense. And you just have to adapt your strategies, I guess, for what type of real estate market you're in. And then, like you say, be disciplined and stick to it.
That's right, because there's so many housing markets that are out there. You know, me, when I'm looking for cash flow, really high cash flow areas, I have a great area in upstate New York where I'm getting, you know, I just recently at auction bought a property for under $20,000. I'm getting $850 a month rent on that. That's a tremendous cash flow area. Places like South Florida, places like Phoenix, those are great areas for appreciation, meaning your rate of return on your rent might be lower. You know, I get a much lower rate of return, so to speak, on my cash on cash investment every month, less rate of return, but a much higher appreciation level. In upstate New York, it's not typically known for appreciation. Well, in Buffalo, just recently, some of these properties went up 30% in the last year. During the housing boom, they were still going up 5-6% a year. A lot of the places on the west side of Buffalo have gone up over 30% in the last year. So although I'm telling you, you know, it's typically known as a cash flow area, it doesn't matter. When the market gets hot, just like anywhere else, prices go up. Now you have appreciation and cash flow. But I love South Florida because historically, traditionally, people love Florida. They always love Florida. And you know what? Florida was the number one foreclosure state last year. In 2014, the highest percent of foreclosures was over 4%. Was in Florida. And you know what that creates? Opportunity. Opportunity for people that are ready to take action, people that are looking to capitalize on the housing market. You know, we can't control what goes on. You know, we can't control the political structure. You know, as individuals, we can't control what's going on in the economy. You know, the economy is going to be what the economy is. You just learn how to capitalize to your benefit when we're in a downturn. You know, I don't usually say it too loud, but the housing crash might be one of the best things that has ever happened to me personally. Even though I was profiting very well during the boom, I was profiting very well when the market was stagnant. The housing crash for me, because I have the tools, I have the strategies, I'm prepared for the next housing crash. If it happens, people ask me that, Mike, what are you going to do if the market crashes again? I say, I'm just going to capitalize on it. I'm going to use the strategies and techniques that I teach you to do to steal properties again. That's what I call it. I mean, if you buy a property for $37,000 that was once $250,000, that's stealing the property. But you know what? Even if now you have to pay $75,000, $80,000, that's still great because the property values are going up. So you're making that much more on the sale when you're in a boom. When you're in a crash, you're just getting it so far under market value that you're not counting on what happens with the real estate market.
Yeah, and like we said before, even during the crash, while prices went way, way down, rents didn't go down nearly as much.
Definitely not. You know, and we'll use that one just because I used it as an example just previously. So when the market, when these houses in South Florida, we'll just use in a cookie cutter house, a newer build, you know, built in the last few years. If it sold for $250,000, it was likely getting about $1,500 a month in rent. Well, the value went to about 1/6 of what it was. So that means rents would have had to go down to what? $250 a month? They didn't do that. The lowest, and I'll use the same example. I bought it for $37,000. It sold for $250,000 during the boom. During the crash, when everybody was running away from Florida, I was running to Florida because I saw opportunity. And I knew that I had the tools. I knew I had a proven process to virtually guarantee that I was not going to fail. So I bought the property for $37,000. I only got $700 a month rent. That's about half of what it was during the boom, but I bought it for 1/6 of its previous value. You see the value in that?
Hey, and your cash on cash return at $700 from $37,000 as opposed to $1,400 at $250,000 is enormous.
It's a no-brainer, you know, and that's why we're still in a phenomenal position because let's use that same example yet again. It's not 200. It hasn't gone back to 250,000, not even close. Maybe about 110. But rents are now in the $1,000 range, you know, $1,200 range, $1,100 range. It varies because rents are going up fast. And it's really hard to find for tenants to find good rental properties. So as an investor, right now today is a great opportunity to be a landlord because the home ownership rates are at a 25-year low, rents are high, but yet there's still great opportunities for investors that are ready to take action right now. If you're looking to buy, I'll show you the path. I'll take you step by step. I'll show you exactly how to do it, how to get started, and how to shave 12 years off of your learning curve. It's taken me 12 years, hundreds of thousands of dollars in transactions. I've generated millions of dollars doing this, but it's taken me hundreds of thousands of dollars in trial and error, mistakes, fine-tuning my process, that now I can shave 10 years off your learning curve, meaning you don't have to go through the same trials and tribulations I did. And you know what? Every auction property I've ever sold, I never lost money on a single one of them. But that's only because I'm so disciplined when it comes to buying. I'm so disciplined. I know what I want to sell a property for. And if I don't get my number, I'll just continue to generate a 15, 20% return on my money.
And I'm sure you're going to want to find out more. Mike, email address, website.
I love getting questions. I say this on all my shows. I make these podcasts, my radio shows, my training videos. I love making them on real questions that my investors have. Doesn't matter if you own my system or if you're just listening to one of these radio shows. Doesn't matter if you've attended one of my boot camps, one of my live trainings. We may have spent a week together. Still send me a question. I love it. I make these based on those questions. My email address to send me questions, because when I get multiple questions, I make a show about it. I make a video about it. Go to mike@teachmemike.com. Now, if you are brand new to me, maybe you haven't trained with me live or you don't own my system, that's okay. I love helping everybody. You can get my free training series. You can learn how you can get started now, learn about what I'm teaching, learn about how I'm doing it, and watch some of my successful students. I'm always on the lookout for the next batch of successful students. When you see those people that are raving about this process and how amazing they've done, I want everyone to be in that position. So I'm always on the lookout for my next batch. And I'm very selective about who trains with me. But if you just want to check out my free training series, it's teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You can get started today.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.